Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing what I'm doing to get my ex back. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, datemetips. That's www.datemetips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website datemetips to find out more details. That's www.datemetips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing what I'm doing to get my ex back. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you could be feeling a lot of confusion about what to do is your first step or how you should be proceeding in your attempt to try and get your ex back. Now, unfortunately, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. However, you can do things to increase the chances of you achieving your goal. And I believe that in essence, you need to start off by implementing my version of the no contact rule. So the no contact rule is something that a lot of people suggest you do if you want to try to get your ex back after you've been dumped. There are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my version of the no contact rule. But once you've done that, once you've implemented my version of the no contact rule, what else can you do to try to increase the chances of you one day getting your ex back? Well, there are a number of things and I've gone into them in different podcasts, so I'm only going to just sparingly mention one or two ideas in this one. As I mentioned just shortly ago, subscribe to my podcasts and check out the other ones which are dedicated to each individual topic. But more importantly, what I want to throw back to you, the listener, is I want you to let me know in the comments about what you are trying to do to get your ex back. I want to hear about your stories. Now, if you're listening to this podcast on YouTube, then just write in the comments. If you are not, if you are listening to this podcast on another podcast platform, then you might want to consider subscribing to my YouTube channel, because as I've just mentioned, you can really kind of get involved more by including yourself in the comments, adding your thoughts. If you want to check out my YouTube channel and you're not already listening to it from this podcast, just go on my website, datemetips, and you will find a link to my YouTube channel. So now let's get into the ideas that I suggest that you implement to try to kind of work alongside my version of a no contact rule to try to help you get your ex back. So if you're in the position that you've been dumped, you are looking at your ex as though they are on a higher platform to you, okay? You are subconsciously looking at them as though they are of higher value, and they are subconsciously looking at you as if you are lower value, and you need to make sure that this is not the case going forward. That is why you implement my version of a no contact rule, because that is going to start to increase your value in their eyes by making sure that you show respect to their decision and self-respect to yourself, becoming more valuable as you make your contact scarce. But what else can you do? Well, I always like to suggest that social media can be something that helps you intrigue your ex, helps you move things along slightly quicker in a way of making them start to wonder about you and hopefully at some stage miss you so that they will eventually contact you. So you might be thinking, well, what can I do with social media? Because social media, when a breakup has happened, can be quite difficult for some people. They don't want to know what their ex is doing, and that's understandable. So the first thing to say is you should only consider using social media to help you if you can handle the situation, okay? If you don't think you can handle the scenario of seeing your ex online, in one way or another, seeing their statuses, maybe seeing their pictures, maybe having some interaction with them online. If you don't think you can handle that, then you need to make sure you do not use social media in this way. Your mental health must come first, okay? So if you're struggling with social media connecting with your ex, then make sure you stay away from it. But the idea I'm going to give you doesn't even necessarily mean you have to involve your ex directly. And that is, but if you have got some mutual friends, maybe you've got family members who know your ex even, then you can start to post things online which just show that you're moving forward with your life. And these things might start to drip feed back to your ex, even if your ex is no longer connected to you on social media. So if they are still connected with you on social media and you're okay with that and you're comfortable with that, then that's great, okay? Because they're going to notice probably a lot sooner than if they're not connected to you. But you are likely to have mutual friends, maybe family members, people that know each other. And if you're connected to them online on social media, then they will start to see what you're posting and they might just start to drip feed these things back to your ex. So what should you be posting? Well, for a start, you don't want to over-exaggerate. Things have got to look realistic. And if you're not somebody who used to post much online, then you don't want to be going overboard. You don't want to make it obvious that you're trying to get messages to your ex, okay? But what you do want to be doing is posting things online which showcase that you are moving forward with your life. And this isn't something that you want to be making up. You know, you actually want to be doing these things. So the first step of this is to actually increase what you're doing in your life. You know, you need to increase your social circle, joining new clubs, groups, classes, mixing with new people, socializing with new people. If you're doing these things for real, then firstly, you're doing them for real, okay? And that's a key thing. It's going to help your mental health. It's going to get you mixing with new people, new connections. Who knows? You know, you might even bump into the next love of your life in one of these classes, groups, or situations such. So you don't know, you know, you're trying to get your ex back, but you might meet somebody even better, okay? So firstly, you've got that kind of element of it. It's gonna give you more self-esteem. It's gonna showcase you as a better person. But now you need to get this across to your ex to try to tug on those heartstrings a little bit and to make them consider that they've made the wrong decision. So if you're doing all these new things, if you're socializing with new people, if you're pushing forward by learning something new or becoming better at something, maybe you're doing something creative, okay, post these things online. Post photos of you socializing, post statuses and photos talking about the new things that you're doing. And one way or another, these are probably going to at some stage get back to your ex, and that is going to start to increase the likelihood of them one day wanting to reach out to you, providing you are combining this with using my version of the no contact rule, okay? It's very important you combine these two things together for ultimate effect. So what else can you do? What else can you do to try to get your ex back? Well, you're using my version of a no contact rule. You're starting to go through self-improvement and increase the different things that you're doing. And then you're also posting them online. So what else could you be doing? And that is making sure that you are 100% ready for your ex to contact you. And what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is that you need to be ready so that you are in a better place, not just in some kind of outward way, but also inwardly. So this means that if you've had difficulties in the past with your emotions, so maybe you've been jealous, maybe you've been needy, you know, maybe you've had these negative traits, you might want to consider going to counseling. You might want to consider seeing the doctor. You want to get to the root of these things, because it's one thing going through self-improvement and learning something new, and maybe you're now more creative, or maybe you're going to an exercise class, and maybe you look fitter, and maybe you've made new friends and you go out to a club and you're socializing. That's one thing, okay? And it's great, it's fantastic, it's very important, but you need to be inwardly improved as well. And we all have negative traits. We're all a work in progress. But if you want to get your ex back, then you need to be ready for them to get back in touch. Because if they get intrigued about your life and they get back in touch with you and they decide to go on a date with you again, okay? The last thing they want is then to quickly realise that you're just as needy, you're just as jealous, and you have all of this negativity inside, which you can mask from social media, which you can mask when you're socialising with people who aren't your ex, you know? It's easier to mix with people and put on a front when you don't really have that romantic connection with them. But as soon as you get back with your ex and, you know, you're feeling the love again, you're feeling like you really want to date and you're feeling like you want to reconnect, you want to make sure that you don't get all possessive and needy and negative, you know? And if you don't think you could handle that, if you don't think you're someone who has moved on and improved in that part of you inwardly, then you really need to go through some self-improvement inwardly as well as outwardly. So make sure you go and speak with a counselor. Make sure you see the doctor. Talk to friends and family that you trust. But at the end of the day, you know, if you get your ex back to the point of dating them and then they still find that you've got this negativity inside you, this suffocating negativity, then they're going to dump you straight away again. Okay, so please make sure that you're doing the work inwardly as well as outwardly. Okay, if you do that, then you stand an excellent chance of one day your ex getting in touch, one day you dating your ex again, but most importantly, one day you actually keeping your relationship, you know, building a new relationship on stronger foundations and one that actually lasts. You don't want your ex back just for a few dates, you want them back permanently. Okay, but as I said, if you go through all of this self-improvement, you might even meet new people that you actually find a better connection with. It does happen. It might seem unlikely, but it does happen. So you can really start to believe that positivity is coming your way if you work on yourself inwardly and outwardly, as well as using social media as a tool to try to pull on your ex's heartstrings. Ultimately, with or without your ex, you will have a positive future.